Amen. And I believe that, don't you? God told me something this last week. He told me to tell you something about prayer. Somebody say prayer. A lot of people want to know what prayer is. If I could sum it up for you, it's just talking to Dad. Talking to Dad. A lot of people's got different ways they like to pray and different things. A lot of people have rituals. I heard somebody say that prayer to a Christian is like phoning home. Amen? It's like phoning home. And if you're a Christian tonight, a lot of people pray. Buddhists pray. Muslims pray. Satanists pray. But I want you to understand, when you're a child of God, you can talk to Him just like we're talking. You've heard me say this many times. My uncle passed away several years ago, and he would go down in the basement, and he would pull up a chair, and he'd say, "Lord, would you sit and talk to me?" And my uncle would pull that chair up, RCT, and he would pull him up a chair, and he'd just sit there and talk to that chair. And that's fine with me. I ain't got no problem with that. And I believe that the Lord would actually sit down there and talk to my Uncle Lon. He was a great man of God. He was a wonderful man, and I really miss him. But God wants us to learn to pray. And I want to tell you something about prayer tonight. In James 5:13, it says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call on the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much." The effectual, fervent prayer. That word effectual comes from a Greek word called energio. It's where we get our word energy from. So the effectual, fervent. Fervent means sincere. So the energetic, sincere prayer of a righteous man avails much. Do you understand, when you pray from your heart? Many times before Jesus done miracles, it said he would have compassion on the multitudes. He would have compassion on the blind men. He would have compassion. And that compassion moves us. That's why I'm here at the bridge tonight. That's why we got this little building and we fixed it up and we came over here. There's a lot of things that we could be doing. There's a lot of places I could be going. But God said, come over here in Princeton and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And I understood what God was telling me because of the bondage that's in this area. And the people that are strung out. And the people that don't have anywhere to go. And a lot of times they're not welcome. Not all the time. And I don't want to get church bashing tonight. But a lot of churches really say they want prostitutes and they want drug addicts. But you really don't want to deal with them. Because I've seen them come in and I've seen them ushered out. Amen. I've seen them followed. I've seen them to the point that they don't feel comfortable. And sometimes they're out of line. We get them here too and we deal with it. Amen. But this is going to be a ministry and an outreach to those people. And that's why it's set up this way. We want people to come here as they are, feel comfortable to sit here and sip coffee and hear the truth of God. Amen? Amen.